Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to bring you now a very fascinating interview that I had a couple of days ago with 101-year-old resident Alison, resident of the local area. Now, I just have to tell you, a little bit of a disclaimer going on here, that we had a few issues with the sound, no surprise there, in the first few minutes. So you are going to hear a little bit of distortion, but then it settles down absolutely nicely. So here we go. I hope you enjoy it. Alison, morning to you.
Good morning.
How long have you lived in the area?
42 years. 42 years on the 22nd of July.
Wow. Where did you come from before?
I came from South West Essex, where we'd lived most since I was five. That's a long while ago.
So most of your life lived in South West Essex then?
That's where we did all our voluntary work with the Scouts and in the church there. Yeah. So then we moved here so that we could have the boat at the bottom of the garden.
You've got a nice river view, I have to say.
Oh, we're terribly lucky, and we found the place quite by accident, and I never regret the day. No, wonderful.
40 years ago, I guess, living by the river wasn't as desirable as it is now.
No, it wasn't. You were lucky to be living, but it wasn't a thing that people sort of hankered after. So, yes, it was. Life was different. It was, I think, a bit simpler, really, because we didn't have so many cars up and down. Not that we have all that amount, really, but, I mean, the year before we came here, it was only a gravel path, you see.
And you've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, did you have a career before you retired? A long time ago.
When I retired, I was company secretary and accountant for an import, a linen firm. Before that, I worked in the Bank of England.
Right, so no ordinary life, really.
Well, it washed me. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Life went on, yes. Quite a lot of escapades in one way or another, yeah.
So you're an embers person then, basically. You like your embers if you were an accountant and company secretary.
Yes. It was good fun. We were in a small company, and my managing director, he's as old as my son would be if I had one. He's 75, yes. And I still hear from him. And wow. On my 100th birthday, he made a trip purposely over from Northern Ireland to see me to say congratulations.
Incredible. Actually, I was just looking this morning, and I have to say, I was quite surprised at how many people over 100 there are now.
Oh, yes, it's commonplace.
It's like 14,000 or something like that.
See, at one time I was aiming for 80, and then I passed 80, so I decided to aim for 90. When I got to 90, I thought myself, well, there's only 10 on, there's 100. You know, not possible. But, of course, it was.
Wow.
Yes, and it is, as you say, it's quite commonplace. Yes, I mean, we're not 110th in that mark.
Yeah, did you get a letter from the Queen?
Oh, yes,
a card from the Queen at 100?
Bless her heart, yes, I had her card, yes, bless
Lovely.
Her.
Lovely. Does she actually sign it?
Yes.
Wow! Oh. That's so exciting! Brilliant.
I had 89 cards.
Oh.
And I had an open house here for anybody who liked to pop in and have a little bilge and a bit of cake. I didn't want them here all day because I couldn't cope. And in the end, I counted up afterwards and I had 86 people in and out here during the course of the day. Yeah.
More popular than people half your age. Huh?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of boys, you see.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't have any family. We didn't have any family of our own, unfortunately.
Oh.
But we were both in scouting.
Yeah.
So
oh,
we've got
you're
all
scouting
the boys.
Boys.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, one of them's coming up from Bally Salterton to the proms next week or the week after. Yes, and he comes all the way down from London to see me and have a cup of coffee and go back again. Yeah.
How nice.
He's only 80. Yeah.
He's only 80.
The rest of them are around 75, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I've got some more coming later this month, yes.
How amazing.
Thank you, yeah.
So I want to talk to you about the National Health Service.
Yes, I'm sorry, dear.
No, it's
fascinating to hear about your life. It really is. What about the NHS is 70 this week. Yesterday,
yes,
in
it
fact.
Is. Yes, exactly, mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's, 70 years old. Now, you were alive before the NHS came into
being.
Exactly,
yes.
So how was it to have no National Health Service?
Well, we never missed.
But how did you pay for health care?
Well, you just put your hand in your pocket and paid for it if you had to have it.
What if you couldn't afford it?
Well, it's hard luck, you know.
Really?
Yes, we fight. Yes, I mean, I don't think people were hurt in any way because I think other people helped. But, I mean, if we wanted a doctor, we had to pay him, bless him. We had a family doctor who came in. He was like a cuddly old grandfather, yes.
But you had to pay as soon as he visited
yes,
you.
Yes, I mean, when we were children and juveniles, mother and dad paid. Unfortunately, we were very healthy, so I don't think I ever had to put my hands in my pocket, really.
Right. But do you remember when it came into being 70 years ago?
Well, shall I say vaguely? Mm. It happened because, you see, the few years before, during the war years, it was such a momentous time when things just happened over which you had no control. Mm-hmm. And so they came and they went and you just took things in your stride. And whatever happened was what was happening that day. Yes.
Because it was a long
time ago. Yeah, but there was not a lot of song and dance about it, really.
Really?
Well, not that I remember.
Because I was reading this morning that the Pathé news service that used to bring out the news service made a big sort of fanfare that was Bevan's National Health Service.
Yes, well, of course, we didn't have television then.
Of course not.
So,
I'm thinking, wow, 1948,
yes. There's a lot of things we didn't have.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you've seen some amazing changes in 100 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We didn't have electricity or gas to begin with, yes. I cooked on an open fire range.
Wow.
That's how I learned to cook.
Is it?
Incredible. We had a gas stove when I was about 10.
Incredible.
That was a step forward, yes.
So going back
but,
to the...
But you're going to National Health.
You're going to the National Health. So there wasn't that big fanfare that they're making out that there was,
Well, I don't
really.
Recollect it. Mm-hmm. Let it be said I was at business, so most of the day I was enclosed in the office. I was in the bank.
Yeah.
To me at any rate, who'd been through the war years, it was another thing that was happening.
Yeah.
I realised it was a good thing and, you know, probably it was going to be wonderful as the years went by. But because there'd been so much happening for the 6 years before, it was just another thing that was happening. Well, for me it was.
Yes.
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 And it was good. And in the years that followed, I found that I could go to the doctor and didn't have to pay.
Which is always good.
Yes, well, my doctor at the time said to me one day, I wish I could keep you in my waiting room all the time because you look so healthy, you'll be a good advertisement.
Well, so the test of time has shown that health side of things as well. So, I mean, obviously there were things which the National Health Service has cleared up in the meantime. I mean, I'm thinking back to things like polio and diphtheria that have now been eradicated.
It's wonderful. Those kind of things have been, I think, terrific. And they've done a wonderful, wonderful job. And they keep on, they're like a little terrier. They keep on and on and on at it, don't they? Until they get the solution, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, yes, we've eradicated those diseases, so that's quite good.
That's
quite
off
good.
The map, yes.
Yes, and obviously immunisations and things took place.
There is so much happened in health, but not only in the health service, but in health generally in those years.
Would you have ever believed, for example, stem cell research?
Given me 1948, I would have said, whatever's that? Yes.
Exactly, yeah. So you've seen lots of changes. Have you been... you know, touch wood, I'll find somewhere to touch, relatively healthy yourself over the last 100 years
The whole of my life I have been. I've had my ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But then we had good, wholesome food, plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they agreed.
Still, meat and two veg.
Makes a good, yes, exactly. And that makes a good foundation for your future health.
Yeah.
And we've always been active. So
is that your secret of longevity then, like keeping active?
Well, I always say, if you keep going, you keep going.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And my husband and I worked from the time he went into the Scouts when he was 7. And he retired when he was 70.
Wow.
And he was active up till that time, yeah. So we worked with young people. And that's always a good, you know, flip to your... because they make you sit up and take notice, you see. And you've got to keep with them.
I've heard that before, actually.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And in here you are in your own house. And. Yes. You know, still quite active and yeah. things. That's amazing. So good food, keeping active.
Yeah, and I have been grateful to the NHS because I have had one or two, illnesses, which they, without their help, I'm sure I would not have pulled through.
Right.
Been quite terrific. Yeah. Well,
that's really good. I want to make mention also, there's been a lot on the television recently about the Empire Windrush that came over from Jamaica. Of course, they filled a huge amount of roles in the NHS back then. That must have been really interesting for people that were already here, like yourself, for example, to see, all these black Jamaicans coming over into the UK to be nurses.
I don't think we appreciated it quite at the time. Yeah. We knew that there were a lot of people that were coming from... countries away that were coming in to assist the health survey. But I don't think we realised quite what an important role that they would be fulfilling.
Yes.
I was going to say, it was wonderful for them and it was really wonderful for us as well.
Definitely.
Because without their help, I'm sure we couldn't be where we are today, you know.
I absolutely am in agreement with you on there. It's, they've given so much to the health service.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And not only paid service, but unpaid service.
Absolutely.
Which is, there's a lot of good in that.
I agree. I remember, because I fly for a living, when I've done Jamaican and Ghanaian flights, for example, many medical staff, if you happen to need a medical staff on board because someone's ill, you only have to make a call and you get hundreds of them coming forward.
Yes, and nobody thinks of recompense,
yes.
Which is lovely.
The alternative to the National Health Service was that you had to pay, obviously. But if you couldn't pay, you just have to rely on charity then, I guess.
Well, exactly, yes, to some extent. Fortunately, we didn't. I mean, my parents weren't rich by any manner of means, but I suppose we were so healthy that we didn't really very often have to, help. And we had lots of remedies which had been handed down generation to generation.
Is this like herbal remedies and things like
Not
that?
Not necessarily. The lady that came and helped me bath this morning, I told her one of the remedies which my mother had given us as children for a cough. And I said, it never fails and it's lovely and children love it. And I told her, apparently she went on to Google, did it? Yes, yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And to say what a wonderful thing it was. And she found that it's known all over the world. And she said, we thought we were their own people, were the only people that knew it. Yeah.
Well, it obviously has results.
But it works.
It works.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's onions and sugar.
Onions and sugar?
Yeah. You slice the onions up in a dish, in a soup dish.
Yeah.
Cover it with demerara sugar, cover it over, leave it all night, and then there's a lovely syrupy juice in the morning.
And a little bit of that, and it gets rid of your cough.
Yes, well, it's linked, as you see.
Ah,
and, of course, children love it because it's nice and sweet and, yes, gorgeous.
Ooh.
And it really is good.
I'm going to try that next time I have a cough.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, they're the kind of things we took from our mothers who'd taken it from their mothers. I know they call them old wives' tale now, but
some
they're
of them
not
work.
So, they're, they're not tales. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, they have results, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, going back hundreds of years, people had to rely on these sort of things for their medicine.
Yes.
And a lot of our modern medicine really is based on the findings of our ancestors, yeah.
Of course, of course. My great-great-great-grandfather was a pharmacist.
Oh, was he? Oh, lovely.
Yes,
oh,
he was. Yes. So, yeah, they used to grind up lots of things.
Yes, that's right, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Of the whole 101 years that you've been alive, what are the most astounding things, the most memorable things for you?
Well, first of all, when I married my lovely Bill.
Oh.
Yeah. he died 30 years ago last week, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Way, yeah.
But I don't know, there are so many wonderful things that have happened. It's difficult to pinpoint one, you know. My medicine and communications within reason, because I think sometimes they can be an evil as well as good.
You're so right there.
The development all round, because everything is going forward. And we're going forward such leap of bounds. I mean, of course, when I was young, it was slow motion, but it's gradually got faster
Does
and faster.
Does it physically feel like it's going faster than it was?
Yes, yeah. Oh, definitely, yes. These days I find it difficult to keep up with it.
Even after the war years, when people were, you know, making such big progress in lots of different
yes.
areas, rebuilding a country and things, you still think it's faster now than it was back
oh,
then?
Oh, lots and lots faster. Oh. Well, to me it is. It's going forward by leaps and bounds. When I think of how long... Well, of course, we didn't have wireless to begin with, and, of course, television was... not even thought of then, you see. So that unless you had somebody who would talk to you, nobody had a telephone. So it was... Communication was so slow because it was word of mouth when you saw somebody.
I see what you mean, yeah.
But not now.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens if something happens, pick up the phone, see?
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, so, yes, in many instances, things have moved. Well, for me, it seems that they, and I don't think I'm the only one, it's moved through absolutely miraculous speed.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think that when I was a schoolgirl, about 90-odd years ago, we didn't have a fridge, we didn't have electric lighting, we didn't have gas lighting, we didn't have central heating. And there were no shops that sold ready-made food.
Made you hardy, though, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and self-reliant.
I once did without central heating, a place I lived over in Datchet in.
Oh, yes.
And it was bitter. At winter time, I just used to go home from work and have a hot bath and get into bed.
That's right, yes.
You couldn't even sit out with, you know, and read because it was freezing.
Yeah, but, yeah, so... I think in all fields of life, progress has increased in speed, but in some instances faster than others.
Yes.
Mostly, I think, because somebody's discovered something, and that has opened up a whole load of possibilities.
Fascinating. Really fascinating.
Just the old girl.
Yes, it's fascinating. Firstly, I've never met anybody that's 101, so it's a great privilege for me to actually meet you.
Well, it's lovely for all you people to give your time.
Yeah, well we love doing it, that's
yes.
why. Yes, it's fascinating to meet you.
Thank you, dear. I could go on for ages.
And maybe we have to do a follow-up interview at some point. I just wanted us to talk about the National Health today, and it's been interesting.
Yes, it has. Well, for me, I think it's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, of course, the idea that it's not stopped just in our country. It's spread through so many other countries in the world because we did it first.
Isn't that marvellous?
Yes. Well, to me it is, yeah.
Yeah, it is to me as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
So, Alison, thank you so much for letting
thank
me talk to you today.
Well, thank you for putting up with me.
Well, that was my interview with 101-year-old Alison. And when I said to her afterwards, would she like a piece of music, she had absolutely no hesitation. She said, there's only one.